Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time here on Money Life, where we get a chance to chat with Tom Lydon. Tom is the editor of ETF Trends. And ETF Trends is not just, hey, here's the stuff that Tom sees is doing well. It is all about ETF information. And if you want to find that information, it's ETFtrends.com, on Twitter at ETFtrends, and Tom's personal Twitter at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to Money Life.
Hey, great to be back, Chuck.
Our ETF of the week is
the PowerShares FTSE RAFI Emerging Markets Portfolio, ticker PXH.
PXH. The FTSE RAFI, an emerging markets portfolio. Tom, I got to tell you, we've had a couple of people say, dip your toes into emerging markets. We've had a couple of other people say, no, it's nerve-wracking. So I'm going to actually start this a little bit backwards. Because you look at trends and we're always talking about, hey, is this a 200-day moving average play? Is this one where, oh, by the way, the numbers are telling you emerging markets now, or is there something different?
Well, you're absolutely right. Chuck, you know, there's a situation here where here in the U.S. especially, we've been very happy with the way the market's performing, up almost 14% annualized in the last 3 years, where at the same time, emerging markets have been down almost 5.5% annualized in the last 3 years. A big divergence, not a lot of correlation, but one big thing is true, and that's the fact that there's a lot of value in emerging market stocks if you can find them. The idea here with the folks at PowerShares and the folks at Research Affiliates have done is they've not only put a key component in emerging markets as important, but they've developed a portfolio strategy that really focuses in on value, book value, cash flow, sales, and dividends. And this is one of those, what they call smart indexes or smart beta ETFs, where on an annualized basis, the underlying holdings are reconstituted to get back to an investment discipline. In the end, you've got a situation where not only is a PE ratio in emerging markets at 10 and it's close to 17 with the S&P here, this portfolio has a PE ratio of 8, so it's even that much more of a value at this point.
So it's that much more of a value at this point, but unless our audience is all newbies, they've been investing internationally. So how are they going to use this fund and what percentage of their international assets? Or is it not about doing international? It's about doing growth, or it's about parsing it out some other way.
Sure. And you're absolutely right. There are a lot of people who probably have emerging markets or have global components to their portfolio right now. The idea is first, if you don't have it and you're looking, here's an excellent ETF to consider. You're able to get in with probably a little bit more value than you would from a regular emerging market ETF. Number two, you mentioned the 200-day average. Emerging markets so far this year has had a little bit of a bump, not a tremendous bump, but it's actually performed a little bit better than the U.S. markets have, and as we speak, has just gone above its 200-day average. So as you said earlier, people are thinking about emerging markets. More people are talking about emerging markets. There are a lot of fundamental reasons to consider it. If you were looking to increase your allocation to emerging markets, this is an excellent ETF to consider, number one. And number two, since it just went above its 200-day average, we think that's one of the best times to buy, because if you use that 200-day average as your exit strategy, you're not going to give a lot back. The worst thing that can happen, you get in, it rolls below its 200-day average, you get out. But if this, in fact, is the beginning of a long-term trend where really the value is going to be recognized by investors, and we see a longer-term trend in emerging markets, this might be one of the best emerging markets plays in the coming years.
Right now, there is that issue that says it could be a quick turnaround because we're using the 200-day moving average as opposed to some other funds, and I'm trying to make sure people understand the methodology. This is one of those ones that, yep, you like the looks of the trend, but that 200-day moving average is there to protect you on the off chance that this call is wrong, early, et cetera.
That's it. If you're a long-term investor and you've got an emerging market allocation, and regardless if trends are up or down or moving averages are up or down, you're always going to have a position, great. Maybe you want to diversify your holding into this as you hold it for the long term. However, if you're opportunistic in nature and you've been hearing what you and I have been hearing about emerging market opportunities, here's a way to maybe get in. And if the trend is, in fact, a long-term uptrend, the great place for the entry point is when you go right above the average. Hopefully, you'll be in for a long period of time. If it rolls over and goes down, short-term loss, not a big deal. You get your nose bloodied a bit, but it's not going to be a lot of pain.
Okay. We haven't talked much about the country allocations here. But the fourth biggest country in this ETF is Russia. It's a little bit more than 10%. Given current events, does that at all worry you? Or you can factor out current events when you're doing the strategy that we've been talking about here?
We've talked about Russia before, and absolutely there are great opportunities in Russia. You talk about valuation. Russian stocks now have P/E ratios about 4 or 5, which is incredible. Could they get worse? Maybe, short term. Long term, are you going to bet against Russia? Probably not. With their banking business and their energy business, long term, they're going to do pretty well. My guess is, regardless of what's going on with geopolitical events today, something's going to get worked out in the next 6 months, and those valuations of those companies are going to remain intact for an extended period of time. I wouldn't go in, or I wouldn't avoid emerging market buys just because they have a Russian component.
There you go. And again, as we pointed out, you're right at that spot where you're getting in the sweet spot and you have that downside protection there as well. That is why the PowerShares FTSE RAFI Emerging Markets Portfolio, PXH, is the ETF of the week. Tom Lydon is editor of ETF Trends. For more information, ETFtrends.com, or you can follow Tom on Twitter at ETF Trends or at Tom Lydon. Of course, that's when he's not here. Tom, we love having you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Hey, we've just gotten started on the April 17th edition of Money Life. Up next, well, I've got something to tell you. So stick around. A lot more Money Life to go.